When we should be out nailing the truth of the prophetic word that are identifying that a Sunday law is coming and what a Sunday law implies. We should be pointing to the fact that the United States is now, for the first time in history, doing just what Revelation 13:11 said would take place. It's telling the world, you're either for us or against us. And the whole world is giving testimony that the only superpower in the world is the United States. We need to cease to present the doctrine of prophecy and take hold of the present truth reality of what prophecy is. And brothers and sisters, that mindset is one that has to be overcome if we're going to willingly approach these last verses of Daniel 11 and sort them out correctly. One of the obstacles in these verses is the attitude, well, Uriah Smith set forth Daniel 11, and Sister White says that we should present the book by Uriah Smith to those around us, and therefore she endorsed it, therefore it's right. And brothers and sisters, Uriah Smith's conclusion about Daniel 11, verse 40 to 45, identifies a history in the 1870s that has no bearing on us today. And even if there is some kind of fulfillment in Uriah Smith's mind about verse 45 that would have some kind of impact towards end time events, that Turkey was going to march down into the Middle East, brothers and sisters, this is the verse that takes place just before human probation closes. But we'll deal with that later. I'm getting too far off track here of this subject. Now, let's look at verses 30 and onward so we understand what is that history, because we'll need to have a clear picture of that prophetic history there if we're going to use it as a pattern, as Sister White suggests we should do when she says scenes similar to these will be repeated. And if you have the book Daniel and Revelation, he gives a very clear view of verses 29 and onward up until verse 36. And when he addresses verse 29, he'll tell you that the time appointed is the end of the time prophecy that is identified in verse 24. In verse 24 we looked at last time is a 360-year time prophecy that pagan Rome would rule the world. It began in 31 BC at the Battle of Actium, and their time to rule the world in all their might came to an end 360 years later when Constantine moved the capital of the Roman Empire from the city of Rome to the city of Constantinople. And in verse 29 it says, and at the time appointed, in Uriah Smith will point out that